Well, Greg, obviously, first half, probably not too happy with some of the things you guys were seeing in the first half. You know, let Mulberry Grove hang around and then let them take the lead. And so trail by five going into the locker room at halftime. But we're able to get some things going. And, you know, obviously in the second quarter, I think Graydon was pretty much, he kept you in. He just kind of started.
Same as the other kid was.
Right. He started going off just like Connor Hartman was going off for them in the first half. But then he cooled in the second half.
Yeah.
You know, Graydon kept scoring. You had Dodge stepped up. And finally, you know, haven't really seen him just take the shots that he's been open for.
Yeah.
He did that tonight, got nine out of him in the third quarter, and you guys were able to get a little breathing room, and so you finish out, you know, obviously bounce back from that loss to Father McGivney, so 2-1 in pool play, get yourself a third-place game, and so got to be happy with how the guys, you know, showed their resiliency tonight through that first half, bounced back, got the win.
Yeah, we had a little, you know, Hartman, you got to give the kid credit, the first half he was hitting, well, that one was just about a half line, and, you know, you got to give him credit, he made a lot of shots, and we finally got an adjustment made there, and we thought we could probably wear on him a little bit. And then we right there in the end of the second quarter, we finally found five guys. I think it was two pals, and Calvin, Belker, and Graydon, and somebody else was all out there at once. And finally found those five that brought us. They brought a spark of energy, and that's why we restarted in the second half, because I don't mess with momentum. You know, they know starting's a big deal to everybody, but I don't mess with momentum. And we had it, and I thought those guys did a good job. But we fought awful hard. I was proud of a lot of guys, how we finally stepped up and defended. And then we finally got our offensive feet about us and did what we should have done.
Of course, the biggest thing that you guys have shown through these first three games is just how deep you guys can go already, because you're going 9-10 deep every single game, and even more than that, we've seen even to 11-12 this week.
Yeah.
But being able to get those guys in, and like you said, find those different groups that are able to click together at any given time, at any different moment during these three games, what's that show you going forward? Not just for tomorrow in the third place game, but moving into the season.
It's just moving. Yeah, I mean, it means a lot to be able to jerk people off the bench, and you know, it's like Calvin Velker. I didn't play him the first two games. Okay, maybe that's on me. I don't know, but all I know is, as I told him, be ready to play, and he was ready, and he expends energy. He did a great job for us, and everybody did that. The two Cowboys right off the bat didn't have a great first game, but I thought they had a series down here at the corner with all three, Calvin and the two pals. And they just look like cats chasing cheese, man. They were just all over. And that's nice to see that. But depth is a big thing. You know, and we still got Kyle sitting over there with a broken finger that I expect to be right in the middle of all this. So get him back, we're going to be, I think, even a little bit deeper. We just got to play more patient offensively to get good shots. We're not as talented. We can't just run it down the floor and fire it. Once we settle in and get things set, we're pretty good. But when we want to go scatterbrain, we're not very good.
Of course, you watched the close game that was before you guys. South Central getting that two-point win over Mount Olive. So now you guys are going to face each other early morning.
Oh, yeah.
Early season contest between conference opponents there. So you've been able to watch them. And, you know, kind of similar. You guys lost a lot. They lost a lot.
Yeah.
But you guys did. You were able to bring back more experienced guys with those minutes than what they have. But they're showing that those young guys, they're scrappy early here. So, you know, when you're playing the next day, you see what they've been able to do, but now you turn around playing the next day, not a lot of prep time.
No.
So, you know, how do you get the boys ready for that game?
Well, I'm not as worried. I used to worry a lot about, oh, I'm going to scout this team and this team and this team. And I got to, I worry more about us. And I know that's maybe a cliche in coaching, but I do worry a lot about us. You know, I want to know who's on the other team, but I want to make sure that I know my kids are going to play hard. And first three nights defensively, I've not been ashamed of what we've done. Are we going to get better? Yes. I said early on we could be mid-January before we get to where I think we should be. We got to get some of these guys to a fresh soft game, some of these guys to a JV game, and then we're going to start seeing improvement out of all these guys. The Bentley Sanderses of the world, the Jace Gillespies, the Mason Schaub, all those kids that we expect to help us. They're going to get ball games, and that's going to help them a lot.